So far this summer, it seems like it's rained more than it's been sunny. An excessively wet and rainy June has damaged some crops in eastern North Carolina. Lee Jenkins has more on the extent of the damage and what effect it may have on the consumer. Rain is a good
thing. Despite what the Luke Bryan song says, rain isn't always a good thing, especially when there is a lot of it. Typically, counties in eastern North Carolina receive around 4 inches of rain during the month of June. But this year, most counties have received 8 inches or more. National Weather Service meteorologist John Alardo says the coastal plain experienced the heaviest downpours.
Williamston and Martin County reported 13.47 inches of rain. In a normal month, that would have been 4.46. In Bayboro, a little further to the east in Pamlico County, they reported over 11.4 inches, and their normal June rainfall was 4.76.
In Beaufort County, Chocowinity recorded 10.2 inches for the month. Some areas around New Bern also got a lot of rain. At the airport, they received 8.2 inches. Normally, they would get 4.8. James City recorded 10.41 inches. These heavy rains have helped in replenishing groundwater lost to droughts from previous years, but there are drawbacks.
It's going to have some negative effects. It might have some negative effects on agriculture. The rivers are now running above normal, and so that means we're more vulnerable to flooding, especially if we were to get a tropical system that had really, really heavy rain. You know, if we continue to have abnormal rainfall prior to, like, the tropical system, and you throw a tropical system on top of that, then we could, you know, have some really significant flooding.
With another 2 inches of rain projected for the end of this week and Tropical Storm Chantel forming in the Caribbean, the region very well could take an agricultural hit. Farmers are already reporting crop losses and delaying harvests, according to Kelly Putnam of Putnam Farms in Kinston.
The fields are extremely wet, so we are behind on planting. We have some flooding in the fields, which certainly causes you to lose crops, whatever's planted in particular areas that, you know, were heavy.
Putnam grows squash, zucchini, corn, peppers, and more on about 40 acres. Interestingly enough, she expects a better harvest than last year's, where Putnam Farms experienced even heavier rainfall.
Last year at our farm, we had a tremendous amount of rain in a short period of time. And this year, even though we had a lot of rain last week, and certainly it affects us, still overall at this point in time, we're looking at a better season than we did last year.
Still, she's already lost an estimated 30% of her crops, with squash and zucchini taking the most damage. According to Jones County's cooperative extension agent, Jacob Morgan, it's wheat that's turning into nature's punching bag.
Most of the wheat that's in the field has lost value as far as test weight, which is one thing they get paid for. Some of the wheat hasn't been picked yet, which is really the part we're worried about. And just a little bit of rain causes the wheat to increase in moisture content. And at that point in time, there's a dockage at the mill where they sell the wheat. They have to dry it before they can store it.
To make matters worse, the constant rain has caused the seeds in the plant to germinate and sprout, further reducing the value. Soybeans are also in trouble, as delays in planting are stretching out into the end of the planting season.
Soil moisture is too high to get into the field, or the wheat hasn't been picked yet, so they can't plant. That's probably going to be the biggest loss, is those fields that just don't get planted, because we're nearing the end of the recommended planting period. In fact, July 10th is about the latest that, you know, NC State and Cooperative Extension recommends planting soybeans, and still feeling like we have a pretty good chance to make some yield.
Tobacco isn't struggling yet, but if planted on lower ground, it will likely drown. It seems only corn has truly benefited from the rain. But with its growing season still in full swing and more rain on the horizon, it remains to be seen if the crop will stay strong until harvest. But how much rain does it take to damage crops? It depends, though most crops suffer under prolonged rain. The strength of the drainage system and the method used to plant crops also plays a role, as does the quality of the soil.
Sandy land or really well-drained soils, the rain that does fall in those fields will typically soak into the ground a lot faster, and so they've gotten the rainfall they need, and the excess water has been able to drain through the soil profile. They're doing a lot better than some of the soils that hold water better, which are typically our better soils because we usually have, you know, hot, dry periods.
Flooding isn't the only problem caused by excessive rain, though. Fungal growth can also hurt a harvest, explains Mel Parker of the 90-acre Parker Farms in New Bern.
It causes a lot of disease pressure. Anytime you have rain, high humidity like this, you have fungus problems. I've got peaches and a lot of problems with rot on those at this point.
To cope with this loss of crops, neither Parker Farms nor Putnam Farms plan on raising their prices. However, Kelly Putnam says other farmers in the region may have to.
We have noted that a lot of other farms that are selling at markets did go up on their prices this past weekend. Several other folks that are at markets, they are buying their crops from other farms. And, of course, with the shortage that we're seeing with squash, zucchini, melons, things like that, they have no choice but to raise the price up. So if you're buying wholesale, it's going to be more. Therefore, it's going to turn around and affect the customer.
And the delayed harvests will just exacerbate the issue.
You're losing what's already out there and not able to plant more. So the effect will be seen even more so in 2 more weeks.
According to Agricultural Extension agent Jacob Morgan, a poor harvest won't drastically change the prices in Jones County.
We don't really control the prices of wheat or corn or soybeans. Most of that's out in the Midwest and then other parts of the world that are big, a lot bigger producers as far as volume. So even if we had a complete loss and we didn't produce any wheat, then that's really not going to affect, most likely, the wheat prices.
Home gardeners aren't immune to the problems caused by heavy rains either. Wet conditions will allow diseases to flourish and could harm gardens if not kept in check. Morgan says plants also need to be harvested on time. They'll ripen quickly in the well-watered soil and will become overripe if not attended to. I'm Lee Jenkins. Thank you.